Title: Good News for White Collar Defendants and Their Lawyers' Recent Changes to the Sentencing Guidelines. Content: In a huge victory for white collar defendants and lawyers alike, the U.S. Sentencing Commission, the DEA Commission, recently announced several key amendments to existing federal sentencing guidelines will be effective November 1, 2023. Two of the most significant amendments relate to 1. Zero-point offenders and 2. Withholding points for acceptance of responsibility. First, federal criminal defendants with no criminal history points are now entitled to a 2-level reduction in their offense level. This is critical to ensure a defendant's sentencing is proportionate to the alleged offense. Second, gone are the days when federal prosecutors could arbitrarily withhold a 3rd point for acceptance of responsibility, i.e., level 16 or above, for defense counsel simply doing their job, whether it was filing pretrial motions, attempting to suppress evidence, or merely exercising valid constitutional challenges. Defense counsel will no longer feel their clients' rights are chilled. These changes were part of a larger set of changes and are the culmination of wide-scale government research to 1. Combat the overemphasis on inaccurate and ineffective data in sentencing and 2. Resolve circuit splits over interpretations of key components of the guidelines. The amendments attempt to reframe institutional guidance on sentencing to better reflect current legislation on a variety of critical national issues. Sexual abuse offenses, simple marijuana possession, firearm offenses, just to name a few. In doing so, the Commission hopes to strike a balance between implementing data-driven sentencing policies with a duty to craft penalties that reflect the statutory purposes of sentencing. 1. Zero-point offenders. The Commission's data-driven goals are admirable. But in order to implement data-driven initiatives, the Commission needed accurate data, so they got to work. Since 2016, the Commission has sponsored numerous multi-year recidivism studies with particular emphasis on the interplay between zero-point offenders, offenders with zero criminal history points under the guidelines, and recidivism. The Commission's research demonstrates that zero-point offender recidivated far less than other offenders. 27% versus 42% for one-point offenders and 49% overall. 2. In response to such statistics, as well as feedback from district courts, expert testimony, and widespread public comment, 4.C1.1 was amended. Now, offenders who did not receive any criminal history points under the sentencing guidelines receive a 2 offense level point reduction. The Commission was keen to exclude offenders who committed serious and aggravated offenses from the amendment's leniency. Such serious and aggravated offenses include terrorism, sex offenses, serious human rights offenses, and others. Taken altogether, the Commission saw the amended 4C1.1 is necessary to implement Congress's directive in promulgating 28 U.S.C. 994J, as amended. 4.C1.1 better reflects the general appropriateness of imposing a sentence in which the defendant is a first-time offender. 2. Withholding points for acceptance of responsibility under the prior sentencing guidelines at 3E1.1. An offender could potentially reduce an additional offense level point if they met certain criteria and upon a subsequent motion by the government, a 3E1.1b motion. This potentially represented a 3-point reduction in offense levels for offenders, dramatically altering their sentences. A circuit split emerged over whether a 3E1.1b motion could be withheld if the offender moved to suppress evidence or raise sentencing challenges. The circuits' clashing views were predicated on what preparing for trial meant. If the offender saved the government the hassle of preparing for trial, they were awarded the additional reduction. But if the offender brought a suppression motion or other sentencing challenges, did that qualify as forcing the government to prepare for trial? The 3rd, 5th, and 6th circuits held that the government could withhold the 3E1.1b motion upon an offender's suppression motion. The remaining 5 circuits held this was impermissible. 3. To make matters more complicated, the 1st, 3rd, 7th, and 8th circuits held that the government could withhold its 3E1.1b motion if the offender raised sentencing challenges. The 2nd and 5th